prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the fourth day of March 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and we got a great program I'll tell you about in a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. If everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Chris will be here taking orders and filling orders all day. Probably a busy day because we missed last week. Y'all know that because of an oral surgery I had on Wednesday, a week ago today. But please give us a join tomorrow in the office if you want to. Give us a call. Toll-free number, if you don't have long distance, is 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call our toll number at 304-846-4448. All right, it's between 9 and 4 tomorrow. And don't forget the special we just started last night on the volume air toothpaste and mouthwash. Three of either one or mix and match, 10% off. We haven't done that maybe two or three times in all the time we've been doing this. So this month, by the way, makes 33 years on the radio. So I'm just glad I can still talk. I mean, about wore my mouth out with these new temporary dentures got in my mouth now. I feel like I'm talking really with a mouthful of marbles or something, but I'm doing the best I can. So I'm glad you're with us tonight, like I said. Now, there'll be no, as I mentioned last night, no Bible study this weekend. Lynn, Phil's wife, is recouping after a bunch of tests and different things. So far, folks, everything looks pretty good. So thank you for your prayers for Lynn Hudock. She's home, of course, and now she's resting. But we're going to take a break. And by the way, Phil's internet went down today also, so we couldn't put that on video anyway. Not on video or audio, either one. So anyway, we're going to try again on the 14th. He caught up a lot of things, so please bear with us another week if you don't mind. And again, thanks for praying for Lynn. And if you don't mind, I'll mention again, and boy, I hate saying this, but we're maybe catching up someone on this month. We had a very slow month last month, which happens every now and then. I should have brought it up earlier, but I didn't because I don't like to talk about it. I kept it hoping to turn around, but it didn't. We started out on a short end this month, and we have bills to pay, and I hope somebody will just keep it coming in, a little bit to pay for it, then I'll quit bugging about it. We'll be in office tomorrow, like I said. If you want to call and talk to me, I'll be here. I'll do the best I can to talk to you because I'm in a hard time talking now. And I'll answer any question I can or help you the way I can. And Chris will be here, like I said, take orders or whatever you might need to do. We'll be in office tomorrow. So give us a call between 9 and 4 Eastern, please. Don't forget that. We're here for that purpose. We want to be here for you and do the best we can to be of service to you if we can at all. That's what we're here for. Now, to our guest tonight, We're going to talk to Steve Boyles and his wife, pediatrician, Dr. Kathy Boyles, B-O-Y-S, Boyles. We're going to talk about something like that I've never talked about in all the time I've been on the radio, all these years, over three decades, never discussed this topic. Not because it was interesting, which I think it is very much so, or that I know people think people are telling the truth. I can't say that. But I've never discussed it before because I didn't know exactly what to say and how to understand it or accept what they're telling me. We've all heard of near-death experiences. Well, I'm sure you have. Maybe yourself will have one. I don't know. But I'm going to have Steve come on a minute and tell us about himself, and then Kathy the same thing. Steve will tell his story in a little bit, but he had a near-death experience. Now, folks, tonight you're listening. I want you to please tonight to listen hard what's being said. If you have any questions, whether they believe what they're saying or not, or whatever it may be, you have a question asked by what Steve's going to share with us, please call in and ask it or share your thoughts. I want to share this tonight because this topic has kind of always fascinated me in some different ways. And I thought, well, this would be different, but I'm going to give it a try and see how it comes out. And I want y'all to participate in it, please. The number to call and ask questions is 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. It's your chance tonight to call and ask you questions. Before you poo-poo it or laugh at it, ask questions. Ask hard questions. We don't mind. I just want to share with you all tonight because this is the first time in 33 years I've ever went to this topic. So, Steve, I'll start with you tonight, and both of you, welcome. And, Kathy, thanks for joining us tonight also. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have both of you. Now, Steve, to get started, tell the folks about your background, what you've done in the past, so they know who you are. And like I said before the program, not just somebody walking off the street smoking weed. You're telling somebody reliable. tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a bio.
Sure. Well, my name's Steve Boyles, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm by profession, I'm a software engineer, developer. I've been in the industry for 35 years. I got a degree in computer science a long time ago. I've written software for the oil and gas industry, telecommunications industry, aircraft simulator industry for the Department of Defense, doing satellite command and control with satellites. So it's been fairly technical in everything I've done. And I've gone to church, but I've never really had much of an interest in, reading any books on people's journeys to heaven or whatever, because, for whatever reason, I just never thought, well, I don't know about that because, I just don't. And so I just figured that one day I'll die and I'll go to heaven and I'll see for myself. I won't have to listen to somebody else's testimony about it. And, so I still write software. And that's, that's just what I do. And so it's a fairly technical field, and you got to be pretty level-headed and, I think, pretty have a lot of logic to put it all together to make it work well. So.
Okay.
And
go ahead, Kathy. Yes, go ahead.
I'm Kathy Boyles. I'm a pediatrician. I am a graduate of Oral Roberts University Medical School back in the 80s. And I've been in medical practice for over 30 years. So I went through this journey of faith with Steve when he was in the hospital. And unfortunately, I saw the dark side of my profession. And we can talk about that as well. But Steve can start out by telling his story.
Okay. And Steve, of course you will. Give us a little bit of background. Set this up. What happened to you? Why are you in the hospital? Give us a little bit of background of what happened before this experience happened.
Sure. This was all during COVID. So I went to the, my wife and I and our daughter had gone, all gotten COVID, you know, and we didn't ever get vaccinated. We were one of those
good for you,
people.
Good for you.
Yeah, Kathy was like, no, I know what this is. Don't get this vaccine. So we just didn't. And we didn't wear masks. And, you know, we acted.
Well, you all just a bunch of radicals. I mean, it's amazing.
No,
I didn't wear a mask either. I mean, I went anywhere I went without a mask and never was stopped. Never was. I'll tell the story. I think it's kind of funny. We had rules here in somebody's store around here that no more than five people could be in the business at a time. There'd be people standing outside the door waiting to turn. I just walk on by them going in, and no one ever said a word to me. I'm not waiting in line to go to the store. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, I like to just consider myself a normal person because that's the way I tried to act. It's just a normal person, you know. So anyway, but unfortunately, I ended up getting COVID, and we all had COVID, but I seemed to be getting it the worst. The worst part for me was that I had a really hard time breathing. So Kathy was having, she got a bad headache, and even though she was doing some good things to help us, I was not being very responsive and doing the things that I probably should have done. She gave us a lot of medicine to take. She gave us the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, some other stuff. And, you know, we all started getting better, but when I started getting better, I quit because I thought, okay, I'm getting better. I'm good. Well, they stayed getting better, and I ended up getting worse. And so Kathy was still having a hard time. So she had a really bad headache, so she had a really hard time kind of thinking what I needed to, you know, what I needed to take so or do for me. So she took me to the emergency room, and my daughter went in with me, and they basically told my daughter, you can't come in, you've got to go back. Nobody's coming in except him because he's checking into the hospital. And so then my daughter had to call Kathy and say, hey, just pick me up at the door because they're not going to let us in. And so we they ended up going home, and then they checked me in, and I went up to the ICU.
So the hospital would not allow me to see Steve for 20 days, and that was a decision of a committee in the hospital. And I really had a bad feeling about that.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
I had a sinking feeling when I went to park the car, and Steve was in the inside the hospital, and then our daughter called and said, Mom, they won't let us in. Just come by and the ER and pick me up. But I knew that God had promised us many things in his word, and one of them is healing. And so that was my journey of strengthening my faith, was through the word of God, and beginning to take those healing scriptures and speak them over Steve every single day and spend that time in prayer that I couldn't be with him.
Amen. I mean, you know, stop and think, Kathy, how many people died all alone because of some regulation, not a law, but some stupid regulation. They died alone. Grandmas, papas, moms and dads, whoever, died by themselves because they were not allowed to see their family. That's so sad.
Yeah.
That's unbelievably evil, to say the least. It was unnecessary. Go ahead, Steve.
Sure. Well, you know, just to kind of give, before I get into the meat of the story, I'll just give you a quick synopsis. So the things that happened to me was they gave me some medicine, remdesivir, which gave me kidney failure, being on the ventilator for 45 days. I caught pneumonia three times from the ventilator. They had me on, one of the drugs they were giving me at the time was fentanyl, which basically I was getting a high dose on an IV for 6 weeks, and then they cut it off cold turkey, so then I went through a week's worth of withdrawals. I didn't really get any good food to eat because they wouldn't feed me. They gave me little Ensures. When I was conscious, they gave me little Ensures to drink, and that was supposed to be my nutrition. But when they The circumstances of me going on to the ventilator are very questionable, but I'll just kind of skip that for now. And I basically, they came and told me that if I would get on the ventilator, I would probably be able to go home in about 7 or 8 days, because that's all I needed. Well, I thought I was actually feeling better, because they put me on some good oxygen, and I was on a CPAP mask, which is a little pressurized oxygen. So I felt like I was getting well.
You lose them?
But then they came in one day and said, well, we really think we need to put you on a ventilator, because it will help you get home. To get home. So I was just almost ready to do pretty much anything they were asking of me. And so I said, okay, yeah, I'll get on the ventilator. Well, they put me on the ventilator, hooked me into some IVs, and, you know, I don't think it took too long before I was out of it. Well, I don't have a time clock to say when this started and exactly when it ended, but shortly after I went into this medically induced coma, an angel came to me and he said, hello, Steve, my name is Marzuka. You spell that M-A-R-Z-U-K-A, and I'm here to take you to heaven for a short time while your body heals. And, okay, your spirit man doesn't sleep. Your body may be sound asleep, but your spirit man's wide awake, and it knows what's going on. So I'm in my spirit. I'm telling this angel, sure, I'm ready to go. So, I mean, who's going to argue with somebody who wants to take you to heaven? So my spirit left my body. I can see my spirit man coming up out of my body. I'm looking down at my body through my spirit, and then the angel and I leave, and we go to heaven. Now, some people see a tunnel. Some others see a bright light. I didn't see any of that. We went through the building and went into the atmosphere, into space, and I saw pictures that you would probably see through a Hubble space telescope. And just amazing scenes in space. And you say, well, how can you see that? Well, it's because your spiritual eyes have a much wider light spectrum of that you can see than your natural eyes. So I got to heaven, and I saw amazing colors through that widened light spectrum. I could see all kind of colors that you don't see on Earth. And it was just an amazing place. I landed in a little place next to a building, which I'll call a welcome center. And so Marzuka and I went into this building, and this guy behind this pretty ornate desk says, hello, Steve, welcome to heaven. Marzuka's going to be your guide. He's going to show you things in heaven that you need to see. And so that was kind of my introduction as to what all was going on. And so we left the building and basically started off in this big meadow scene, a meadow with huge trees that I later found out were trees that were grown from mustard seeds. And I think from what I can understand and realize that those represented faith. Somebody's faith was being represented by those trees in heaven. And there was many, 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 many of them. The grass in this place was amazing. It was a beautiful green color. You could walk on it and it'd step, you know, it'd go down and spring right back up. If there was sleeping in heaven, you could have slept on it and it would have been the best sleep you ever had, I think. But So one of the first things I saw is hopefully this makes some people happy, but I saw all the dogs that I'd ever had that had passed away. So all of my dogs were in heaven, and they were running together in a group, and they came up to me, and I recognized them. I kind of wondered what it was from a distance, but as they kept getting closer, I started realizing, wow, that looks like Yaz, Brooks, and Pete, and, you know, Louie, and Poppy, and all of our dogs that we had had, you know, and they came right up to me, and I started playing with them, and they looked beautiful, and they were just in great shape. You know, we took really good care of them, but they get old, and they wear out, and they just, you know, they get old.
Sure.
And so
sure.
Some of them, they couldn't walk, and so, but they all had great looking, beautiful, soft coats with, you know, they looked like they were just like big, active puppies almost.
Wow.
So okay. So that was a pretty amazing sight. I saw my niece, who had passed away a long time ago, and she had gotten killed in a car wreck about a week before she was supposed to get married. You know, that was, we were so sad about that. And I got to see her, and she looked beautiful. I saw a friend of mine that I had worked with at one of the places I'd worked in the oil and gas industry. And, you know, it's a funny thing because his name is Gary, and Gary was about 6'2", 6'3", really nice guy. Excuse me, but he was overweight, and we kept trying to tell him he needed to lose weight, but he never did. And so I saw Gary, and of course he's like one of the first people I'm talking to, and I said, "Well, Gary, how do you like it here?" And he goes, "Oh, I love it." He says, "I can eat whatever I want and not gain any weight."
So, I like that myself. I like that myself. Go ahead.
So one of the things that was pretty generic across everybody that I saw is looked like they were between 25 and 30, and everybody looked healthy. Everybody looked like they was in great shape. Nobody looked like they did when they died. Everybody looked really, really amazing. And, you know, that's going to be refreshing because, you know, obviously I want to feel like I did when I was 25 or, you know, 30. So I'm looking forward to that. I ended up getting to see my mom and dad. I got to see my wife's mom and dad. I also saw my grandmother, and I saw a son whose name was Daniel. Now, Daniel, Kathy had been pregnant for about five weeks, and she thought she was going to have a little boy, and she wanted to name him Daniel because Daniel was her favorite Bible character's name. So, you know, she had the miscarriage, and then, you know, she carried that with her for forever, but I kind of, like, it slipped my mind just because I thought, all right, well, you know, life goes on, we got to keep going, you know. So Marzuka and I are walking through this field, and this little boy comes up to me and says, he goes, "Hi, my name is Daniel, I think you're my dad." And I'm like, I mean, I was shocked. If you could really be shocked and surprised in heaven, yes, I was. And so I looked at him, and I could see I could see my features and Kathy's features in this little boy. And he looked like he was about 5 to 6 years old. Maybe a tad bit older. I'm kind of hard to gauge ages, but I said, "Well, you know, we were going to have a little baby, and Kathy thought it was going to be a little boy, and we were going to name him Daniel." And I said, "But we weren't able to have him." And he said, "I've been here since I was really little, and I've been raised with a bunch of other little babies that, you know, were very little also." And so, you know, I said, "Well, Kathy would love to see you." I said, "You know, she's real pretty." And he says, "Yeah, I know. I've seen her." So, you know, I have several of the people I talked to in heaven knew of things that were going on earth or on earth. So, you know, the Bible says that we're before a great crowd of witnesses. And I think that crowd of witnesses is people who have gone to heaven before us. You know, it's not just, you know, saints or something like that, but it's just everybody who's gone to heaven. And so I truly believe that. And I got to talk to my mom, and she said that, you know, her and my grandmother sang in a choir in heaven, and I kind of wondered about that because I thought, I remember going to church with them when I was little, and my grandmother really, I don't think, sang very well. But I was walking one time when I was in heaven, Marzuka said, "You know, Steve, this is the choir that your mother and grandmother sing in." And I listened to it, and I didn't hear one bad note in the whole bunch. You know, so I think God gives us the desires of our hearts, even in heaven, and gives us better voices.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. It'd be perfect body. Why not? Yes. Interesting.
So anyway.
So you were there how long?
Well, I really kind of think it was close to 3 weeks. And the reason I say that is because right before I woke up or remember waking up, Marzuka had told me, he says, "I need to get you back to your body because you're going to be waking up soon. And Kathy's going to be sitting there waiting for you." And well, I woke up. When I woke up, Kathy was sitting there waiting for me. And so And just to let people know, I didn't physically die. I was mostly dead, as I like to describe it, mostly dead and a little bit alive. And I didn't remember a lot of stuff that was going on for some time until I got to the rehab hospital, because they had me on a lot of really potent drugs, and I know what that feeling is like, having been on those drugs. But when I started having these very vivid memories of everything, have that smell. I could smell those places that I had gone, and the fragrances I heard or smelled, and the taste of things that I had. It was just, I just remembered being there. And I just, those memories just kept flooding back to me. After all the drugs had cleared out of my body, I started really remembering all the stuff that happened.
So Steve was on a ventilator for 45 days, and he was in the hospital for 3.5 months. He had a very slight chance of survival. And all I ever got was bad reports constantly. We went from one horrible crisis to another. And I remember that when, so Steve was admitted on December 9th of 2021, and he was put on the ventilator on December 14th. And when he got on the ventilator, I found out after the fact, and I really wanted to cry out to the Lord and say, I don't know what to do. But instead of those words coming out of my mouth, the Holy Spirit spoke in my heart and said, you know what to do. And you know, I've learned about faith since I was 9 years old. I was raised in a Christian home. My parents were radically saved when I was nine. And I knew the power of God's word. And I also knew that my profession held very little hope for Steve's survival. So I made a document with 4 pages of healing scriptures. And because I couldn't go for the first 20 days to see him, I would have a nurse FaceTime with his phone in the room. And over that FaceTime, I would begin to speak God's word over Steve, all of those healing scriptures, and I would pray them, and I would speak very loudly. And so people were coming in and out of the room, but I didn't really care because I knew that God's word was going to be the thing that would heal Steve and not the hand of a physician. And, it's interesting because a few weeks later, when I was able to go to the hospital, Steve was getting a little bit better. Just
all right, hang on to the break, Kathy. Hang on through the break, okay? Please call and ask questions. Give us a call. Talk to us. 717-300-1698. We only have one line open, folks. We have some phone problems. One line open tonight. So call quickly. If he's blind, busy, call back when the other person hangs up very quickly. So give us a call.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back, and I think tonight's broadcast is very interesting. I've never had anything like this before talk about before. That's just the first time. Phone lines are open. You want to call and talk to us? I wish you would. Go ahead, Kathy. Tell us your experience also there.
Well, as I was saying, you know, when Steve first got on the ventilator, I was pretty devastated. But the Holy Spirit told me, you know what to do. And I did. I knew that I needed to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know, and I have a little room at the top of the stairs at home that's my prayer room. And so I spent an awful lot of time in that prayer room. And because I couldn't see Steve for 20 days, I would send the angels to his room every single day to protect him. And one time when I was praying at a very critical point where he was really doing poorly, Steve almost died so many times. And so I was on the phone with my best friend, who is just a phenomenal prayer warrior and believer, and she lives on the other side of the world. She and her husband spent sleepless nights praying for Steve. But we were on the phone praying together, and I had not told my friend Marilyn that I was sending angels to Steve's room. We were just praying together. So she, as we were praying, she said, Kathy, I'm seeing a vision. I see Steve. The Lord is showing me his room. I see him in the bed and the machines and the IVs. I see everything. And she said, you know what? There are angels all over this room. And there are two large angels on either side of the door. And they won't let anything evil into this room. And the Lord is telling me that this room is an embassy of heaven. And so I was just totally amazed because I, you know, it didn't realize that she would, you know, the Lord would allow her to see that. And it was a confirmation to me that our prayers are answered when
Amen.
We pray
Amen.
Them.
Amen. Amen.
We sometimes have to stick it out and not give up because we don't see the answer right away. But the Lord allowed Marilyn to see those angels in his room and tell me to confirm to me that I was doing the right thing and that God was protecting him when I was not allowed to see him. And so that was just really helped strengthen my faith. But it was not easy, let me tell you. And I have a, you know, soft heart for people going through crises in their lives because I know what that's like. And I know how important it is to fight the negative thoughts. We do have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so anytime those negative thoughts would come in, it was hard because I am a physician and I do understand all of the labs and all of the things that are going on more than a layperson would. But I still had to push away every negative thought and say, no, Steve is getting better and coming home. This is temporary, you know, and 2 Corinthians 4:18 says we look at things that are in the unseen realm rather than in the natural or the seen realm, because the things in the unseen realm are eternal and the things in the natural realm are temporary. And so I would always remind myself, this is temporary. It doesn't matter what the report is. This is temporary because Steve is getting better and coming home. And God is faithful. God was faithful. And Steve is alive and well, and he's fully recovered.
Well, that, you know, I know you're a born-again believer and you love the Lord. But for a professional, especially a physician, to understand this actually happened is a great, not a leap of faith, but it's a great confirmation on what Steve is saying to us and also in my mind, Kathy. It really is. So thanks
yes,
for sharing
absolutely.
Your story. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you know, when Steve first told me, and he didn't really tell me till he got right before he came home, and the Lord had allowed him to remember just a couple of things. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's kind of weird, you know. But the more he talked about it, the more I realized that this is way too much. I mean, I know Steve is smart, but his imagination isn't quite as good as all of that. And I knew he wasn't imagining it. And then it was funny that, you know, the angel spelled his name. And I was like, he spelled his name. And I thought, well, Steve doesn't spell anything. You know, usually he'll ask me, how do you spell this? So it was really kind of interesting that he would just come out and spell this angel's name. So, I mean, there is nothing about what he said that, you know, I don't doubt anything. I believe everything he said because I know my husband and also I know the Lord, and everything he said is really in line with scripture and what we know about heaven in the Word. Steve got to go to a lot of different places and see a lot of things. He got to go to the throne room and see Jesus. And so it was really wonderful.
Amen. I'd ask you one question, Steve. Is there good deer hunting up there? Is there good deer hunting up there?
I didn't see any.
Okay. Anyway, before going, we got to take a call. We only have one line working tonight. We got to get this call in case somebody else tries to call in. Let's go to Texas and talk to Matt. Matt, welcome. Come on in, brother. Hello, Matt. You there? I do not hear Matt. Todd, is he with us?
We lost him.
We lost Matt. Matt, call back, please. We lost him. 717-300-1698. Folks, like I said, just one line's coming in, so please bear with us. Call quickly. The line's busy. Call back when somebody hangs up. 717-300-1698. Matt, call back. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I mean, like I said, I got to go to quite a few different places in heaven. And I got to go, you know, there's mountains in heaven, and I got to go walk up in mountains. I went through a valley, and this valley was really interesting because these had these most beautiful flowers. And the things about the flowers in heaven was that, you know, here we see like a rose, and it's a solid, all the petals are solid red or solid white or even yellow. But in heaven, the flowers have swirling colors that are intermixed. I mean, it's just amazing to look at. It looks like, you know, if you put paint in a couple of different colors of paint in a bucket and you kind of spin it, they all kind of swirl together for, you know, just an instant before. Right. This is kind of how those flower petals looked. It was just a swirl, like somebody had made a quick swirl and just blended all these colors where they're all intermingling. And it was just incredible. Now, the ones I saw in this valley, these little flowers were actually singing. They were singing praises to the Lord. And you could, if you got down close to them, you could hear them. And it was just incredible. Plus, they smelled just amazing also. But, you know, that was one of the places I got to see and walk through. And it was just so amazing. One of the things that Marzuka gave me. Now, I found out that Marzuka was my guardian angel, and he said that he had been with me since I was conceived. And he also told me that he had saved my life more times than I'll ever know.
You just made a very interesting statement. And this is for everybody there that are for saving the unborn babies. You're alive when your ministry conceived. You are a living individual. And the angel, God's guardian angels are there with you. The minute you conceive, they are with you the rest of your life. Go ahead, Steve, please.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And he said he had saved my life more times than I'll ever know. And that I thought, well, you know, I can think of a few times when I'm pretty sure I wondered how I got out of that one. You know, whether it was driving or just being in the wrong place at the wrong time and just barely getting out. You know, I know that my angel, I don't want to keep him that busy, but I'm glad he's there.
Amen. I understand.
But one of the things, so I'd been there for a little while, and we were making this kind of trek up this mountain trail to go towards these mountains. And he looked at me and he says, are you hungry? You've been here for a while and you haven't eaten anything. And I thought, well, yeah, I am kind of hungry. So he pulled out this round copper looking round fruit. I'll just call it a round fruit because I don't know what the name of it was or anything else. But it was about the size, a little bit smaller than a grapefruit, bigger than an apple. And he gave it to me, and it was copper color. So I started eating it, and it was delicious. It tasted an awful lot like an apple, but it just had better flavor. And I ended up, there's no seeds in the middle of it. I ate the whole thing, and it was just totally delicious. And after I ate that, I actually felt like I had a lot more energy. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't really notice it at first, but after I ate the, I'll just call it an apple, because I don't know what else to call it. It was just so much, I just felt so much better. I felt like I had more energy, and then we just kept walking and walking around. He also, his people may roll their eyes, but that's okay. That's their problem, not mine. Well, he also gave me, I love vanilla ice cream. And so he gave me, after I ate the apple, he gave me a vanilla ice cream type cone. And I said, oh, great, I love vanilla. And he goes, yeah, I know. I've been with you all your life, you know. So, and I had this vanilla ice cream, and it was very good. It didn't melt. I didn't have to sit there and try to lick it and keep it from dripping, but I got to eat the whole thing, and it was wonderful. And then I got to eat a number of times when I was in heaven, so it was actually, you know, pretty good. All the stuff up there is good.
You sure bought back a snack, for goodness sake. But anyway.
There were some things I saw in heaven that I would have brought back long before I brought back a snack, believe me.
let's talk to Jan and Iowa very quickly. Jan, come on in.
Sure.
Yeah, this is going to be quick. Were you given any messages to bring back for the people, people? We all know God is in charge. We all know Jesus is his son. But was there any specific things that you were given to tell us?
I don't have a specific thing, but I kind of do, and that is the fact that it's kind of a two-part answer, because one of the places I went was this big facility that had all these amazing big white horses, and Marzuka described these as the Lord's war horses. And so when I was, and he told me all about them, I got to see them. I got to spend time looking at them because they were all doing military maneuvers, practicing. And when I was in the throne room, one of the things that Jesus said to me was, he said, "You saw my war horses, didn't you?" And I said, "Yes, Lord, I did." And he said, "They're preparing for battle." And I said, "When is this battle going to happen?" And he said, "Very, very soon." That's about all he said. The other thing is that Jesus told me that he had work for me to do, and I think part of that message that he wants me to tell is just to let people know that heaven is your eternal home. You know, the place you're living now is really nothing compared to what you're going to have in heaven. I got to see where my mom lived. I got to see where my dad lived. I got to see some really amazing places, and they were just, you know, they make everything here on earth just pale.
Wow.
So basically, just realize that, you know, heaven is our eternal home, and that is what we need to keep our eyes on. You know, the Bible says we need to look, you need to think on things above, and, you know, that means higher things. And obviously, heaven is much higher than anything else around here we could think of. But, you know, because that is our goal, and I think that's what we need to focus on. And, you know, one of the things that, another thing that we need to keep our eye on is Jesus. Because when I was, one of the things that I went through in the hospital was, this is after I had woken up and I was still on the ventilator, but they had me on this very high dose of fentanyl. And so I'd been on this high dose of fentanyl for 6 weeks, and so they abruptly cut it off. Well, basically, after 6 weeks, I'm addicted to this stuff, and they cut it off cold turkey. So I'm sitting there basically going through
withdrawals.
I'm going through these terrible withdrawals, and at that point in time, on the first, it was the worst night, my blood pressure had gone up to like 195 over 105. I couldn't hardly breathe. I guess you could say I was like semi-conscious, because I kind of knew what was going on in the room, but not really. And I'm laying there in the bed, and I'm kind of slumped over trying to breathe, and I remember having this thought that, well, I could die. You know, I could just pass away. And I just felt like this black cloud was coming down on me. And I heard this distinct voice on the right side of my ear, and it said, "Keep your eye on me." I immediately knew that was Jesus talking to me, telling me to focus on him and not my surroundings, not my condition, not anything else. So now I'm still on a ventilator. I can't talk. I can't do anything. All I can do is think. And so I just started focusing on Jesus. I started saying, "Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I'm just worshiping you. You're my king. You're my salvation," and everything that I could think of. And I just told him how much I loved him, and I just focused on him. And I know they ended up doing stuff in the operating room, not the operating room, but in my room to fix the ventilator settings and all that. But to me, that is what kept my, I focused on Jesus, and I took my eyes Amen. Off my problem and focused on Amen. Him. And I believe that's really what got me over that hump.
Because if I had
decided to just give up, I don't know if they could have done anything to keep me alive. Because, you know, if my will is just, well, I'm just going to die, then that's maybe too much. But anyway, you know, so my big saying anymore is keep your eye on Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. Jesus Amen. Is our solution.
That's the solution. That's the answer.
And Jesus is the only way we're going to ever get to heaven. You know, you got to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior before you do anything else.
I let Kathy finish comments. I'm sure get people trying to call in. Anything? I'm not Kathy. I'm sorry, Jan. Anything you want to say? Yes, I want to say. Jan, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that
One of the things that
I'm sorry, Kathy. I think her caller must have hung up. I was asking her the question she had more. But you go ahead and fill in your gap or wait another call and call. Phone line's open for call if you want to call y'all. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that was just a testimony to God's word is when Steve was starting to get a little better, still on the ventilator, at a point when I was able to go in and see him, but he was improved from what he'd been previously. I saw one of those nurses in the hallway that had done the FaceTime when I was, you know, having to just do FaceTime and couldn't go in to see him. And he said to me, you know, Steve is so much better than he was. He said, I guess all those Bible verses really did something, huh? Huh. And I said, you bet they did. You know, so I just want people to know that there is power in God's word. Amen. And when we believe it and when we speak it and we pray it, it is going to get results. It is so powerful.
Amen. And I can't believe the phones are quiet, but folks, you have the line open, 717-300-1698. So, Steve, the message you got really was keep the faith. Is that a good way to put it? Keep the faith?
I would say so, yeah. You can't give up on anything. One of the things that I had to overcome, so like when I got out of the hospital, I was in terrible shape. I spent 3.5 weeks in a rehab hospital, and I realized at that point in time how bad a shape I had actually been in, and I was starting to hear how many times I'd almost died. I almost died about 5 or 6 times. So, you know, I'm just sitting there breathing, thinking I'm just happy to breathe right now. But I also realized I was not in good shape, and I needed to change. Well, I'm in a rehab hospital, and people are just telling me, well, you're just going to have to get used to the new normal. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not sticking around here, and I'm not staying in this condition. Now, I had to see myself do the things that I wanted to see. And so this is kind of like Kathy was saying, I had to see the unseen, because I was not in the condition to be able to do those things that I wanted to do. And so I had to see myself doing those things and focus on being able to do those things. And I worked hard. It took me a good 2 years to get back to a really decent shape. You know, so I'm in pretty good shape now. In fact, I think I'm probably better shape now than I was before I went to the hospital.
And you were a young man, too. I mean, you weren't an old elderly gentleman. You were still a younger man then.
Yeah, I was 65.
Yeah, well, I mean that's not ancient, but you went through a lot, and your body had to recoup, and God gave you the faith and the strength to do it.
Yeah, you know, and so I just want to encourage people that don't look at your current circumstances or your current condition, because you can change it. First, you got to have faith in God and ask Him to give you the ability to do it, but. You know, maybe I'm just really hard-headed and just stubborn. I wasn't going to stay in that condition.
I can't. Kathy, he's not hard-headed, I'm sure. But anyway, let's take another phone call. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. I just learned a new definition of happiness. It's this couple that you got on right now, bless God.
Amen.
And, thank God for him putting out what he's putting out. I want to change the subject for just one moment, please. You know, I'm the man on the street who goes out and tries to save the little bitty babies from being murdered. And my truck broke down some time ago, and I couldn't use it. So, you know, finally I broke down, and I asked Pastor Butch if he would help me out and asked some of the people who listen to this program would help. Well, they all stepped up and helped. So I do thank God for this ministry. Butch and I have been together for a long, long time. And so now I'm going to get my truck in to get it fixed. And since it's old, it's 35 years old, and I put it through heck. And we'll have to get some parts for it, but I believe we can get it all fixed up and on the road again. And you know, we can save the children. God bless you all there for what you do, and I appreciate everyone that helped us. You know, that's just in, you know, whatever they could. And I knew that people from this ministry would do that. Bless God. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call and saying thank you. That was really sweet. Thank you, Gary. And, folks, we do have a phone line open. We got about 2 minutes left. 717-300-1698. And, Kathy, I'm going to let you give us the final thing, comments you want to make. Go ahead and take a few seconds or a minute or so and wrap up what's on your mind.
Well, I did see things in the medical profession that were not good through this experience, and I didn't really realize a lot of, you know, the dark side of my profession. So it really did change me, because now I've since learned functional medicine. So I'm a functional pediatrician, which is root cause and using natural therapies to get children well instead of all the pharmaceuticals. And so that has really changed my perspective on medicine. I think a lot of doctors went through a big change during COVID and basically saw things for the way that they are. And once you see it, you can't not see it anymore.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't want this to be off topic, perhaps, but since you saw all the nonsense, insanity, and evil that went on during the COVID, has that changed your practices any?
Well, yes, because now I'm not really in traditional medicine anymore. I'm, you know, doing things that involve more natural therapies and, you know, just really looking at the root cause of illness in children, things like autism and ADHD. And I really have dedicated myself to helping these children get better and get well.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a cool thing to have to face, that your profession was bought, so to speak. I mean, and they made big bucks off this. Steve, now about the last 40 seconds, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, just to kind of back up what Kathy said, is I took a lot of really, really high quality supplements and really good nutrients and stuff like that, which really helped me in my recovery. I didn't have long COVID. I didn't have any of that. And I think using those natural methods really helped me recover faster. About 3 or 4 weeks after I got out of the hospital, I was off every pharmaceutical drug they had given me, and I was just using these natural things, and I feel so much better these days. So, and the biggest thing is, if you don't know Jesus, man, you need to get introduced to him and ask him into your heart, because that's the only way you're going to see what I saw.
Good conversation. And Kathy, I'm going to call you back sometime. Maybe we might want to talk about what you saw in COVID and what you saw the problem was in the lives that were told. And thank both of y'all for joining me. I'm going to keep your phone numbers handy, so we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you. Sure.
All right. God bless you both. Folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow. Talk to you between 9 and 4 Eastern. We love you in Jesus' name and for his glory. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.